One. Welcome back, everyone, to the slide drop. Okay, I had to do it because it had to be done.
So I'd like to make a statement. Connor and I are currently in two different days.
Ooh, that's a great point. For only nine more minutes.
The next 9 minutes. It is a late afternoon, everybody. Late afternoon.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. It is true. It's the latest for you in afternoon.
So it's late night for us, everybody. I was kind of busy all day. I didn't think I was going to be, but I was. Connor, I appreciate Connor putting up with me and my ever-changing plans for today.
It's perfectly fine. I'm busy all the time, so.
I'll be a little bit quiet, so.
We got
race reviews, and I was at one of these races, so.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to your heart.
My home track.
Let's talk about. Off, I want to address the rumors, the innuendo, everything that's being said. No, the yellow on the Gravedigger car does not ruin. It makes it better.
Talked about?
Yes.
Been talked about?
This has been talked about a little bit.
That's a debate.
Yeah, it's a debate. But whoever really? people that are saying that the yellow is ruining it are wrong. It is a great car. One of my favorites, top five for me ever, for sure.
Interesting. Well, here's what I got to say about that. Car's great. Car's great.
Mm-hmm.
I met Ryan Blaney. I like Ryan Blaney, so.
Let's get into that. So let's start with Sonoma. You were there. Let's do something here. Take us through your day at the track before the race started. Then we'll get into the race itself.
All right, everybody. So I woke up at 6:45 in the morning. Mind you, this race started at 1, but I was up at 6:45, bright and early. Hopped in the car. I had the breakfast and showered and everything.
But, yeah, you just waited.
Hopped in the car, and I was on my way to Sonoma. And took about an hour and 15 minutes to get there. Parked. Went in. Lots of people. Lots. The parking lot was just a field. Like, I don't really know what these fields are used for otherwise besides Sonoma. But it was just a field. So,
maybe it's only used for Sonoma.
Maybe. Just a field. But anyway. So, walked on in, took a shuttle to the front of the racetrack. Lots of festivities on the racetrack. Toyota had a whole thing set up because they're Toyota. So, It's cool stuff.
That's their track. They have a big sign that says Toyota on it.
It does, as a matter of fact. So that was cool. Walked around, there was this one part of the fence where you could get right up close to a pit box. It was basically you, a fence, and a pit box. And this pit box so happened to be Ryan Blaney's pit box. And I'm a Ryan Blaney fan, so that was cool to see. And saw some of the pit guys who are bad, but I didn't say that to them because that would be. Mm-mm.
Did you say hi to them?
I did. They were cool people. They gave a little kid a hat. I'm not a little kid. I did not get a hat, but I didn't really need a hat, so I was fine. I was content with my life at that point.
Well, since they didn't give you a hat, you should have bashed them for being so bad. I mean, it feels like an even trade off.
That's true, but I actually went to go buy a hat a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Actually, right after that, walked across into like the infield area. Well, it was kind of the infield, but there's just like one part of the track that they don't race on. And bought a hat and bought an Advanced Auto Parts shirt. So I was repping the 12.
Favorite paint scheme, too, Advanced Auto Parts.
I don't like the Seahawks. No, that was Dex Imaging Day.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Dex Imaging Day. But Advanced Auto Parts is second.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What? Yeah, I like the Dex Imaging scheme better.
Okay.
It's the same thing. It's just yellow. I like the white better than the yellow.
But, I thought you liked the yellow one better.
I like the white one better.
Oh.
Breaking news. I like the white one better. Maybe I used to like it. I don't know. But anyway. Bought some stuff. Went back. Went back to the car for a little bit. There wasn't a whole lot much else to do there for a little while. Oh, they were racing some old classic muscle cars, so that was cool to see. Very loud. I went back to the car for a little bit, just chilled there, had some water from the cooler, relaxed, texted Connor about what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normal situations.
Very intriguing.
Exactly. Went back in, went to, I had missed MJ walking in, unfortunately.
That's sad.
Yeah, went to where drivers were walking in, and I kind of wedged myself in there, but I got to the front, and sooner or later, I had talked to somebody and talked to them about letting me use the pen a little bit, so I had that all set up for me. And sooner or later,
you did not bring a pen.
I did not bring a pen. I didn't not think about it. I had, so the people, these two people were next to me, and it was like they're a couple, guy and a girl. I don't know if they're married or anything, but they had a Clint Boyer 5-hour energy jacket from like the MWR days, right?
Oh, cheaters, yeah. Cheaters, them cheating Toyotas.
But like they knew who Kyle Larson was. They knew who, like, actually, they knew who Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott were. Other than that, they had no clue anywhere who anyone was. And Cole Custer walked by. They had no clue. He's like, who's that? They're like, who's that? I was like, it's Cole Custer. I was like, I don't know who that is. These people didn't really know what they were doing, but they just got everyone's autograph on their jacket because I don't really know why. But I was able to use their pen for a few people. So met Ryan Blaney, met Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman. I shook Byron's hand, didn't get his autograph, which would have completed my hat of Hendrick autographs, so that's kind of unfortunate.
Mm.
Took a picture with Tyler Reddick, who is still short, as a matter of fact. Who else came by? Harvick did not sign autographs, which he never does, so I was not too surprised to see that.
Doesn't seem like he would do that.
He actually doesn't. Like, he literally doesn't do that at all.
I mean, that's not mean. It doesn't seem like something he'd do.
He just doesn't do it. Who else came by? I don't really think. Bubba walked by. No, Bubba signed a few people towards the end, but he didn't walk by us. Bubba would have been cool. But I do like Bubba. So that was about it. Walked back to the seats, and it was hot. It was a hot day. I was with my dad. He kept walking like in and out of the grandstands to get some shade. I didn't leave my seat the entire time because that was the first time I had been to a race in 10 years.
You were sexually harassed by a fan.
I was?
The girl that touched you for no reason. I'm just kidding, by the way. But
oh yeah, this girl was trying to get by me into her seat. She just like grabbed my arm like very, very intensely. I was like, I started flexing a little bit because you know
how to let it know. Yeah, gotta do it.
I'm winking, but you can't see it. But yeah, you know, did that. And the race was a really good race to go to. So we'll get into that. Oh yeah, if you haven't been to a race, Connor, this is more directed to you.
Oh yeah,
it's really cool. It's really cool.
Thanks for calling me out, man.
Sorry. I had a lot of fun. And one day, Connor and I will go together. And you know what? It's really been really cool seeing all of the NASCAR YouTubers. They did the weekly podcast together because they're all at the same place. They're all at Danny B Talk's house for
I did see that.
The Nashville race. So, Connor, we'll do that one day. We'll do a podcast together in one room before we go to a race. Sound good?
Mate, sounds good. Definitely sounds good. Okay, right, so.
Let's get into the actual race. So, thanks everyone for listening.
Start off with some bad news. The bad news is that I broke my phone, so I lost all the notes I had for the race itself. So I'm going to be going off memory alone. And in 10 years, I'll remember exactly what happened lap to lap in this race. But I have terrible short-term memory, so I remember nothing about this race besides the end. So let's get into it.
I got it. Don't even worry about me. I got it.
Pole was Larson. Fourth time in a row he's qualified on pole. I mean, I say qualified. He didn't really qualify for it, but he was on pole. And he led the first decent majority of laps. And then, was it Elliott that took the lead, inherited the lead at one point?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
I'm starting to forget some of that stuff too, actually. But let's see what we got. So yeah, Larson was quite dominant over stage one. Towards the end of stage one, a few people pit to negate. Or before the end of stage one, to negate having the pit at the end of stage one. So there was that. So some people gave up some track position. Some people got some points. James Davidson started running really well towards the – he was like top 25. They ended up lap like two. So that was cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, you also – at the end of the first stage, you had a couple guys, mainly Hendrick guys, that stayed out. And Larson stayed out at the end of every stage, which surprised the announcers. The commentary was really bad in this race.
I did not listen to it. Actually, I said I listened to it at the end. I would agree with you on that.
They just didn't know what was going on. No one could agree on anything.
I should have gone up there and helped them. But so what else we got? So yeah, Larson wins stage one. Not particularly surprising by any means of the imagination. So
Nando.
Ryan Blaney got some damage. Yay.
yeah.
Shocker. Soldier of that card to talk to, even though it was a little not, it was not okay.
Oh, by the way, I think I need to mention this. This will definitely be a shorter review as we both don't have notes, but we already went like 10 minutes of you explaining the race itself, really being there. So that'll, the time will work out.
Yeah, it'll work out very, very well. Very fine. Very, I don't even know. Yeah, that. Larson again wins the stage.
Yeah, the second one, so he wins the second stage as well.
And then he also wins. Anyway, so race is coming down to the wire. Chase Elliott has the lead.
I think I can
Larson
get
Larson tracks him down.
I think I can get it from now. I think I got the idea of what happens.
Go, Connor, go.
Yeah, you do get, you get Chase Elliott leading. Then Kyle Larson tracks him down, like you said. Kyle Larson takes the lead and then gets it for a minute. Mark Truex Jr., by the way, this whole race is really working from the back. But he's very fast.
He basically ran third the whole time.
Yeah, he was very fast in this race. So you see him coming, and then you get this situation where it's about, I would say, 40 to go, and everybody's got a pit. But everybody stays out for a super long time, which is weird. Not sure why. So I believe Elliott pits first, but then it's like 10 laps later before Truex pits. And then Larson pits. So they get way worse than their tires. And so they all really get scrunched together, which this all ends up not mattering, as there's a caution that comes out for a guy named Ryan Preece going in front of everyone.
Well, actually, the first caution we got was Rick Stenhouse.
Oh, yes, the first caution was Rick Stenhouse, and he wrecked, of course, happens every week. Explain the Brad Keselowski situation here.
Oh, so a caution comes out as Brian Keselowski is being serviced on pit road. Do slightly. Connor knows that, so I've been hearing some Brian Keselowski commentary. Anyway, super tight in the one, Paul. Sorry, this is kind of. anyway.
Is that your bit? Oh, stop that. No, definitely don't do that.
So basically, he gets the lead and his pit crew had too many men over the wall or too soon or something like that, got a penalty, and that was that. So
yeah. So he would have inherited the lead. I doubt he would have kept the lead, but he did inherit it, and then he just, it didn't work. So he goes to the back of the pack. And so I believe it's Logano who gets the lead. No, was it Logano that gets the lead because of that?
I don't remember.
I think it shakes up the field. You get a restart. Then there's another wreck. This is the one where Ryan Preece has no clue what he's doing. He wrecks, and then he's like, you know what? I think I'm clear. And goes back on the track and kills Cody Ware. For once, it's not Cody Ware's fault. Of course,
it's a really surprising situation, though. It's not Cody Ware's fault. And I'm sitting here, I'm sitting in the main grandstand, so I can actually see, like, the dirt getting kicked up. But I can't actually see what's going on until they show it on, like, the replay board. So that was cool.
Well, everybody's first thought at home was, ah, cool, Cody Ware did it again. But it turned out to be Ryan Preece and or his spotter and or both. Not sure what they were thinking.
Or lack of spotter.
Yeah, lack of spotter. I'm pretty sure every team had two spotters in this race, which makes it even weirder.
Bill Elliott was probably there. I don't think about it.
Yeah, and Chase ran pretty well this race. You get – oh, by the way, let's talk about this. I want to talk about this. There's no spots in the track that, like, Larson was, like, stupid dominant in except for the carousel where he made up, like, a second every lap on the carousel, which I thought was very interesting. Everyone else would just not do anything comparatively to that. Towards the end, Chase got a little better in the carousel, but it didn't end up mattering. But we get the next restart, and I believe this is the one that has the big pile up in 14, I believe.
It is. It wasn't 14, but yes.
13, 12, 15?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this one. No, I believe that happened before the Cody Ware incident.
Okay, so this is why I need my notes. because I wouldn't know. So some anyway, the reckon turned whatever, 11, 14, 13, 12, I'm not sure.
14. This is 14. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the one later.
You get Chastain, and you, by the way, Chastain did really good in this race. He's been good in road courses this season. He, I would argue, has been better than Kurt Busch this year as a whole.
Wash Kurt.
Mm-hmm. You get Cody Ware, or not Cody Ware, Corey LaJoy. I believe he, like, breaks really heavily. Ross Chastain does not see it coming. Chastain hits in the back. And this could be the opposite way. I'm not sure. Then there's a spin. Ross Chastain cuts the corner completely, but I don't blame him for it because he would have gotten wrecked if he hadn't. Alex Bowman, William Byron, Kevin Harvick get damaged. I do remember that.
Byron's done.
That ended Byron's top 11 streak, which he had going on for like 7 billion years, which is rough for him.
Yeah, Harvick came back without a hood, so that was interesting.
That happens a lot. Hoodless Harvick is sort of a thing. It's kind of weird.
Hoodless Harvick, is that a new thing?
Sure. We'll make it a thing.
We'll make it a thing.
Three-tire Bill Byron gets out of the race. Still impressed.
I've never called him Bill Byron.
Bill is his name. Bill Byron. Bill.
His name is William.
I know, but his name is Bill, though.
It's not. It's William.
I mean, but it's like Bill, though. You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
I mean, his name's Bill. But, yeah, Bill Byron gets sent to the back. He's done. Then we get another restart. This one's my favorite restart because this is the part of the race where Larson and Elliott get away, and Mark Truex Jr. is like, you know what? I don't know how to pass Anthony Alfredo.
Had a great run going.
Then he wrecks.
Oh, he got wrecked. He didn't wreck.
Yeah. Well, he wrecks. I mean, he did wreck. It wasn't his fault, but he did wreck.
Got wrecked.
But he did wreck.
He got wrecked. You make it sound like it was his fault.
It wasn't his fault. Who turned him?
Oh, I'd like to make a statement.
Okay.
His girlfriend's hot.
I've not seen a picture of his girlfriend.
I haven't either. I just saw her in real life.
Oh. I see how you knew. Because when you said that, I looked it up, and I couldn't find a picture. There was no evidence she existed, so it was kind of weird that you would have seen.
Maybe it was his mom. I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Okay. Well, interesting. Who turned Alfredo?
Maybe it's his mom. I couldn't tell you. Was it? I don't know.
I don't remember who it was. Really need notes, but we got notes for the next race, boys. We're going to be good.
No, but I remember asking him, how did Blaney get through this wreck? Until I realized he actually didn't, and he got hit, but he was fine.
Yeah. At this point, as a Larson fan, I am scared because Larson has been destroying it on restarts the entire race, and I'm like, okay, he's going to mess one of these up. Because this is before the point where Larson seems like he's inevitable. I feel like at this point, he's still like, okay.
I feel like this was during the point where Larson was inevitable. This is the point where I started to believe he was, in fact, inevitable.
Okay, so you get a restart. Larson once again dominates it. Chase tries to get him through the carousel. Does not work. By the way, Denny Hamlin ran bad this entire race. Still finished 8th.
Gotta be honest, I was not totally complaining.
Still finished 8th. Not sure how. I did not see the replay of this. What happened with the Suarez-McDowell situation?
So I believe that – hold on. You still hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
I had to itch my ear because I have my AirPods. But so McDowell ran Suarez off the track in like turn 7 or something. So going into turn 14, McDowell turned Suarez, and that was basically that. Or Suarez turned McDowell, and that was basically that.
Was it not vice versa? I thought McDowell turned Suarez.
No, Suarez turned McDowell on 14.
Okay, yeah. Because you're right. Because they both ended up finishing not top 10.
Top 10 spot?
That'd be Blaney right there.
He was. But also, they were running like 12th before that even happened anyway.
Well, I mean, they were running top 10. They were 8th and 9th, I believe.
Not before the turn 14, though. Blaney was ahead of them both before in turn 14. Because if he was behind them, he would have got caught up in it. I watched the replay.
But I mean, at one point in that lap, they were running 8th and 9th.
Correct.
I do believe.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Blaney passed them.
Yeah. And so Larson wins the race. He beats Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott at their own game at a road course. He wins this one. First ever road course win for Chase or for Kyle Larson. And just an interesting win. He spits water or spits wine in the face of a reporter post race. You've got to feel good. He wins. Not a good day for Bubba Wallace. You got a racist that's, winning. You got
that's a lie.
Doing bad in front of Jordan.
No, this is of course a good day for Bubba Wallace.
Of course I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He finished 14th, I believe. 16th.
Yes, 14th. He blew a tire. He lost a tire. He somehow didn't wreck his car, and then brought it back up to 14th. And he's bad at road courses. I thought it was a fantastic day for Bubba Wallace.
Oh, I do agree. I'm messing around with Kyle Larson. Of course, he's not a racist. This is just a joke.
I don't know, Connor. I think you think he's racist.
Yeah, my favorite driver. I do think he's racist. So, what did you think of this race, Anthony? If you watched it, you did watch it again, right?
I did watch it again.
Taking that experience, just watching it for a second time, how did you enjoy the race?
I thought that it was pretty abysmal on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Not the race itself, but the broadcast was abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I thought the race was really good. I thought it was a really, really good race.
I thought this was one of the better road course races in a while. I think probably the best of the year.
I would agree with that. I don't really know what else. Coda was.
Coda and the Daytona road course.
Coda was really something.
It was not bad, but it just kind of. It was fine.
It was Coda. Coda was Coda. That's all I really got to say about that.
It was raining. If it hadn't been raining, I feel like it would have been really, really good.
I agree with that. Even with rain, I thought it was interesting because, you know. Because, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Larson should have won that race too, folks.
But, anyway, I thought it was a really, really good race. I was very happy that I went to that race. Instead of others I could have been to.
Yeah, well, I did enjoy it, indeed. The groovy gauge, that's my thing. It's been stolen. I did enjoy that race. You're joking. You're kidding. You're kidding me, mate. Why you do this? Let's get to...
Why you do this?
Let's get to the All-Star race.
I was at this one, too.
Not true.
Yeah, I was home.
Yeah, this is not one you were at.
Fun to watch, though.
Mm-hmm. The All-Star race itself, I would argue the Open was bad. Was actively not good.
I would kind of agree with that. I didn't think it was too shabby. But,
lots of hate for this race. No.
Okay, so let me get one thing out of the way here. Sorry to interrupt. The package was not that bad.
No. Here's what I'm going to say. The package is still bad. But the race was good. They can live in the same universe. Those two things.
I don't even think the package was that bad.
I mean, it's the same package that's been used at bad races.
No, it's a different package.
It's a different package?
Yeah, that was not the same package.
Oh, yeah! They changed the package. I did like the package. You're right.
Connor doesn't know what he likes. Anyway. But yeah, they did change the package. And... I, for one, really enjoyed it. So, I mean, it wasn't great. Like, I've seen better racing.
Was there a lot of package talk in this race?
100%.
Did not see that. I did see the fact that people do not want it at Texas, which I can understand.
But even then, like, there's so many worse tracks than Texas. I mean, hold on. Here's the thing. I was going to say there's so many worse tracks than Texas. But, like, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I think
Texas collectively still isn't even that out of a racetrack.
There's a lot of good racetracks in the schedule. I would argue Richmond is worse.
Oh, yeah, Richmond. I hate Richmond.
Pocono's worse. But I would say, like, Texas is a solid track, but nothing special. I would say it is probably bottom five, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah, I actually enjoy Texas. One of the reasons I think I like Texas is because Ryan Blaney tends to be good there. But I do like Texas. I think it puts on a good show. I also just think I like Texas as a whole, like the state. So it kind of I just have a collective bias towards it.
I do enjoy Texas as well. Here's a question. Here's a question. I did see something about All-Star race winners that went on to win the championship. Jimmy Johnson did it twice. And then earlier today, I was looking at Jimmy Johnson's Instagram, and no one interacts with it. It's very sad. So that made me think.
That's not good. Why doesn't that, anyone interact with Jimmy Johnson?
I don't know. He posted something one day ago that had 33 comments, which is sad.
That's not good.
So I wanted to ask this question. This is just random.
I want to interact with Jimmy Johnson.
Is Jimmy Johnson going to, after retirement, is he going to go the way of Carl Edwards and fall off the face of the planet? I have a feeling he might.
Not even close.
No.
Mm-mm.
What do you think? Kendrick is like a person.
He's racing Indy cars, dude.
I know. I'm saying after he retires.
Well, did he not already retire from NASCAR?
I mean, like, from racing in general.
No, he won't do that.
He won't retire from racing in general?
He will retire from racing in general at some point. One way or another, he will at some point. But, no, I'm saying that he will not. He will 100% not be Carl Edwards.
I don't know why.
I'd be willing to put a lot of money on the fact he won't do that.
And something came out to me like that earlier on when I was looking at Instagram with no one commenting on it. I don't know why. It just felt like it was an abandoned wasteland. Dude. Sad.
I don't think he's like that. I don't know if he's going to go to Hendrick per se, but like, he'll be around racing for sure. Maybe he'll hop in the booth for a race or two or something. You never know.
Maybe. First note I have written down here is it's the open, everyone wrecks. It was like 700 billion degrees. I've used 700 billion twice in this podcast. Not sure why.
It was actually 145 degrees track temperature. Not the actual place, but the track temperature was 145. And that is the hardest race on record. So.
Yeah, so lots of cars. Big spinny early, I would like to call it.
So Tyler Reddick was on pole. And it kind of looked like Tyler Reddick was just going to win stage one, and then not stage one, but the first stage of the open. And then he didn't.
Yeah, because
Ross Chastain.
There were three wrecks before that, right? There was a bell spin with a stupid save.
Stupid save meaning good save.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
There was a. No. The bell save was later in the.
That was the first one.
I thought that was in the All-Star race itself.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so right. I think Buescher spun.
Yeah, I don't know. Bell wasn't in the open. I don't know why I thought Bell was in the open. He's not.
Yeah, he was not either. I don't know why I thought that either. Buescher spun. Hot temperature. Did Alfredo spin? Probably.
Yes.
He probably did. I do have notes written down here. I just didn't make many for the open because there wasn't really much to talk about. Chastain wins the first open. You say that already. Almirola and Reddick have a really good battle. And then Reddick holds off Almirola to take the second one. And then Almirola wins the third one.
Man, I got to be honest. Almirola's not good.
He actually had a pretty good race at Sonoma going, but they wrecked. So it's unfortunate.
I got to be honest, man. He's just not that good.
I mean, you're not wrong. Matt Benedetto wins the fan vote. I feel bad for
that. That was shocking to me, to be honest with you.
It didn't shock me in the slightest.
Really?
People love Matt Benedetto. I don't understand.
Yeah, but I understand. I love Matt Benedetto.
I understand. No. Let me rephrase. I understand why people like him, his personality, and he's like a lovable loser. But like, man, I don't.
Understand. Hey, don't diss him like that.
That's a good thing. It's not a good thing, but it's not a bad thing. But man. Some of it has worn off on me. Some of the hype. Not the fact that he's not a good person. He obviously is. But some of the hype around Matt Benedetto is just kind of like falling away from me.
Okay, so let me explain why I'm I was shocked. I love Matt Benedetto. I do. I did not vote, to be honest with you. I don't really vote for things like that because I really
I didn't know you could vote.
Well, that's how do you think you win a fan vote?
Well, I mean, I didn't know like I didn't know you I retract my statement.
How do you want a fan vote if you can't vote? Anyway.
There was something that I meant something, but I don't know what I meant, you know?
You didn't know how to vote.
Yeah, that's what I we'll go with that.
Okay. But I didn't vote because I mean, when you think about it, one person's vote doesn't really mean a whole lot.
I always say that.
My driver was also already in the race, so I wasn't too concerned.
I have that on a t-shirt.
You have?
No,
what,
I don't.
You have on a t-shirt?
I don't.
Anyway, that was cool.
That was cool.
I can now imagine I was that concerned cool. On a t-shirt.
Anyway. No, I mean, no, I mean the voting thing, like one vote doesn't change anything. That's always what I say. Like people, whenever YouTubers are like, hey, like this video and I'll post it again. Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna like it because everyone else is going to.
But yeah, anyway. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. No, I don't remember what I was gonna say.
The
fan vote.
Why are you shocked?
It's late, people, it's late. You know, I love Matt DiVenditto. I do, I love Matt DiVenditto. But the amount of hype that Bubba Wallace has generated.
Has he though?
Yes, dude. He's just sponsored everywhere, everyone talking every like
yeah, yeah, yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
had,
yeah.
If you talked to people and said, name one NASCAR driver, they'd say Bubba Wallace.
Oh.
Like one current NASCAR driver, they would say Bubba Wallace.
I agree. Maybe,
no, okay, but, no,
but what but, I'm saying, but what I'm saying here is the people that he has generated fandom from, I guarantee you, do not watch NASCAR.
Potentially. Maybe they watch like one race and watch him run 25th and said, hey, maybe not.
I feel like he's sort of in the situation that, I can't really think of a comparison, but I will explain what I mean. He generated so much hype that he's become someone people know, but not because of the sport. I mean, that's not a bad thing against him, but I'm just saying, I don't think the people that become fans of him are watching NASCAR because of him. I think people that have become fans of him are like, you know, I'm going to follow him on Twitter, follow him on Instagram, and that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's a fair thing. I don't know. I was surprised. I was very, very surprised, to be quite honest. But you know what? It didn't matter at the end of the day.
Yeah. If you had told me, really by the way, Bubba also spun. Bubba also spun. He's wrecked in two opens in a row.
Bubba did spun. Bubba did spun.
But yeah,
the first one wasn't his fault.
Yeah, McDowell killed him.
It wasn't his fault. I remember.
Yeah, McDowell killed him. Matt DiBenedetto wins fan vote, sure. As I said. I was not surprised. If you told me to vote,
I probably would have said Matt DiBenedetto, and I would have been right. So that's cool.
That's fun.
I would have said Bubba Wallace. I would have bet a lot of money on Bubba Wallace, too.
Well, Bubba Wallace also...
For the record, we both like Bubba Wallace. I want to make that clear. We both like Bubba Wallace.
Well, also, Bubba was going to win last year, but he also didn't win last year. Clint Bowyer won last year.
True.
So let's get into the All-Star race itself. The Open.
Oh, I forgot about that. He did win last year.
The Open.
DiBenedetto again.
No, DiBenedetto wins Open 3.
No, yeah, I remember that.
Let's get into the All-Star race itself, because the Open was kind of hot garbage. So let's get into the actual race, which was not hot garbage. I would say the opposite of hot garbage. I would say it was cold food. Would you say that's the opposite of hot? Is that the opposite of hot garbage? Cold food?
But is cold food good? Because cold food doesn't sound good either.
What you, dude? Cold food doesn't sound good. There's all sorts of cold food.
Well, no, but when I think, like, I would, like, if someone, like, I associate hot food being better than cold food.
Well, I also don't like cold food, but, you know, some people do. I hate ice cream, but people like ice cream.
I don't like ice cream much either. Anyway.
Yeah, this is gonna be really, this is disconjointed. Gotta love it. This is good stuff.
So
good
we stuff, had a pre-race concert in the middle of the
Yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead and break this down while I take a nap.
So we had someone go. We had someone be screaming, "I can't go 90. I can't go 55." the thing was, literally this like I was expecting to see some, you know, pace laps, which I mean I don't really need to see pace laps. They're quite boring. But it was funny because like the thing ended and Michael was like, "Green flag!"
Yeah,
like, right to the very very end.
And then while it was racing, he's like, yeah, we rock.
I didn't enjoy it.
It was surreal, dude.
It was quite the experience to watch.
I enjoyed it to the extent of Schadenfreude, where I'm like, you know what? It's a car crash. Can't look away. I would take it over Clint Bowyer and Jeff Gordon fumbling over their words in the driver intro, though.
True.
Thoughts
on Jeff Gordon leaving the Fox booth.
Happy, bro. Totally excited. Cannot wait.
Rude.
Hoping he leaves.
He's a legend.
Hoping he leaves and they bring in Darryl Waltrip again, which of course is not going to happen. But, you know, if it did, that'd be fun. It's probably going to be, hopefully, here's a novel idea. Just do a two-man booth and sometimes cut to Larry McReynolds.
I like that. Larry McReynolds is cute.
Okay. Insane save by Bell to begin the race. Kind of crazy. He was completely sideways. This is Christopher Bell. We know he can do this kind of stuff. He also wrecks a lot, but, you know, who cares? You want to know something that's happened in this race? And I guarantee you no one will remember it in 2 days. Cole Custer was second.
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
For like a lap. It's kind of weird.
Like 2 seconds.
I'm not totally sure how that happened.
What? He started fourth. Dude, he had to pass two cars.
Hey, he passed two cars. This is progress.
He didn't deserve to win at Kentucky last year.
I disagree. Blaney made a mistake. Wrecked Harvick.
Because there's supposed to be a drain on the racetrack.
He should know that. Blaney made a mistake, killed Harvick, and it came down to Mark Truex Jr. and Cole Custer.
Granted, I have no clue why he went that low, because that was literally like just in his hands. But like, there shouldn't be a drain there.
I understand why there is, though.
I understand why there is, too. It's just like, why? Put it somewhere else.
That's contradictory. You just said I understand why it's there, but why?
No. Like, they knew that Ryan Blaney was going to be going for a last lap pass at Kentucky, battling those three drivers, and they put a drain there.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can't argue with that.
No, like, I understand why it is a drain, but like, why there? Like, why of all places?
Because there's grass around it. They don't want the water.
There's not grass around it. You could have been closer to the grass.
Larson passes Kyle Busch for the lead after Kyle Busch passes him for the lead. Larson, and Byron have a really good battle there. Chase Elliott gets there. Chastain was kind of super fast earlier in this race.
He almost turned Ryan Blaney.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
I love how you just totally give up on the Kentucky thing. Skipped.
You've never given credit to Custer for that win, even though I would argue that's like a top 15 pass ever. He passed.
Oh, that was a fantastic move. He
passed two Cup Series champions and made it four wide at a track you cannot pass on. You cannot pass
the greatest driver of all time. You forgot the greatest driver of all time.
Larson passes Kyle. I just said that.
Okay, wait. One more thing about
this. Chastain's really fast.
Wait. I want to make one more statement about Kentucky.
We don't even go there anymore. It's over. It's done.
It's not done. Here's my point. Cole Custer's move was fantastic. It was so great. It was a great move to watch.
Never forget, Jeff.
He shouldn't have had the opportunity to make the move.
How? He got himself into the opportunity by racing from 6th to 4th.
No, Blaney gave him the opportunity by hitting a drain.
If Blaney hadn't hit the drain, he still makes the pass. Because he was four wide.
Blaney would have won.
He was on the high side.
Blaney was way gone. It would have been close.
NASCAR, with a mix of deal or no deal, I did enjoy that. A little bit. Slightly. Very slightly. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders were there. They need to return for the Texas race of the playoffs so they can know how it feels to be in the playoffs. Thanks to somebody, I can't remember who, for that joke.
Twitter. NASCAR Chasm.
I thought it was your joke.
No, NASCAR Chasm's joke.
Oh, I was joking.
That's why I said he was hilarious.
Larson wins
the
first
hilarious.
One. Larson wins round one. He is funny. Larson wins round one. Here it is. Ross Chastain makes a super aggressive move and nearly kills Ryan Blaney.
Oh my god, bro! I would have been so sad if you wrecked Blaney. I would have hated Chastain so much. I was telling Connor as we were texting during this race about how Daytona Road Course. Where Connor and I still have actually not seen proof that Ryan Blaney jumped.
Yeah, there's absolutely no proof.
But apparently, we're the only ones on the earth that haven't seen it. So
yeah,
if someone wants to send it in.
I think we can both admit that there was contact because, of course, I mean, we're the two people that didn't see it, but, you know, we didn't see it. But I'm sure there was if we're the only ones that didn't see it.
Yeah, no, 100%. But so I was scared I was going to get revenge on him for that. But
that would have been such a weird payback, doing it in a non-points race at Texas 5 months later. Would have been a weird flex, but okay.
It was just scary to me overall. I was a little bit worried for my boy, but everything worked out just fine, actually. So they kept racing.
Yeah, I really like watching, and I'll be honest. I didn't know if I'd say that, but I think he's been very good, and I'm really impressed. And I do like enjoying watching him. That's not sentence, like, but
I like watching Ross Chastain where he's not almost wrecking my favorite driver.
That's a good point. Custer is running consistently top 10 in this race. Keselowski won't, but he's not passed enough. So Blaney wins round two. So Larson won round one, round two. Blaney winning round two marks the first time in 8 stages since Kyle Larson did not finish first. Which is
last time that happened was at
Coda. Mm-hmm. Where he finished second but should have won. Not a massive fan of the format, by the way.
Yeah, that was weird.
Not totally.
It was a normal length. Actually, it was less than normal length.
Yeah, it was less than normal length, but it did feel
I like the idea. I like the idea, and I like what they were trying to do. It just couldn't be executed better.
Here's an idea. Let's just do a race. We don't have to have gimmicks.
No, that's not fun. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
Bowman wins the third round. That was probably the worst round of any of them because I literally don't have anything written down.
Hendrick won at least one of the rounds. I can't speak.
Keselowski nearly gets shoved in the ground.
Oh my god, I can't talk.
Hendrick driver won at least one of the stages. It's said by Why No Sports.
That's not even true because Blaney won one.
Oh, by the way, we didn't even introduce ourselves. Hello, I'm Connor Kate, CTF football in the draft. No, you're in the draft. Let's freaking keep going.
This isn't quality, guys. I just want to make it is 12:30 for me and 2:30 for Connor. I'm dying.
Keselowski nearly gets shoved in the grass. Byron wins round four.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Each Hendrick driver won at least one of the stages of this race.
I thought you were going to go back to Kentucky again. I was man, I'm about to kill you.
No, each Hendrick driver won at least one of the stages. That's what I was trying to say.
But you're also not wrong when you said a Hendrick driver won at least one of the stages. You're also not wrong. This is the time in the race where everybody pits to try to win $1 million or $100,000. It did not get aired at all, so I didn't even know what was happening. I did not know what was happening, but Chase Elliott's crew won with a stupid fast pit stop.
I have a shocking statement.
Let me guess.
Hit me.
Blaney's
crew didn't win. They are horrendously bad at the jumps.
Hendrick stays out.
I wish they released. I wish they released the actual rankings of who got what on that. But
well, here's something that happened last year. Blaney's pit crew was rated 6th overall in the Cup Series.
That is a terrible, terrible rating.
No, I mean that 6th overall, 6th best.
Yes, no, I don't know how is this rated. This sounds not true.
I think it's by average time. Of course, Harvick's and Kenseth's. And Hamlin's were 1, 2, 3, and those are known to be the 3 best pit crews.
But what's it based on?
I believe time.
Well, time, yeah, but they also get a lot of loose wheels.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the time that he doesn't tend to lose that many spots on pit road. Like the most he'll lose is 2. He usually doesn't gain them, but he usually stays about neutral. It's penalties and loose wheels, which happen all the time.
Yeah. Hendrick stays out a long time after everybody pits, but I trust very much in Rudy Fugel, Cliff Daniels, Greg Ives, and now I trust in Alan Gustafson because he made a good play there. The team did really well.
Yes.
A massive time gain by Chase Elliott. He gains 67 seconds and takes the lead. Penske's and Almirola stay out longest. Mike Joy has a stroke. I'm glad I mentioned that. I'm glad I mentioned that because I nearly didn't mention that. I didn't have it written down. It just came off the cuff of my head.
No, it was literally just Joey Logano and Almirola. The other two Penske cars are already pitted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here comes Dean Penske. It's just Almirola and Logano.
It's Eric Almirola. Yes. Or no, is what Jeff Gordon said. No.
This is so bad.
Fox went out in a blaze of glory, ladies and gentlemen. Have you changed your tone on Fox at all over the past couple of weeks? They've been so off. They have been playoff. They've been playoff P levels of bad, except for playoff P's been good in this round.
Okay, so the one thing I will say, I think I just like the voices, like the actual voices themselves better than NBC. Other than that, I think NBC does a better job of actually like saying things, but I just like voice better.
They do a better job of getting words out, which seems to be seems to not be the best strong suit of my joy.
Aggressive goes around.
Which is a good call. I promise. I promise it's a good call. I promise.
Aggressive goes around.
Because he said Martin Truex is, or I think it was Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski is going to be aggressive, and then he spins from being too aggressive, and aggressive goes around. So smart. So they need to bring back that British commentator, that commentator that one win that Larson had at Michigan. I like him. I also like Rick Allen, though. Rick Allen's my man. I defended Mick Allen. Rick Allen on multiple occasions.
Aggressive goes around.
Ross Chastain spins, then saves it. This is whenever Ryan Newman said on Radioactive that he couldn't tell if he was driving or the spotter was.
I actually haven't watched Radioactive yet.
Oh, good, good one. I liked it. Enjoyed it. Brad Keselowski. What?
Wasn't the beginning funny? Didn't Bowman say something funny?
Oh, yeah, he said he was ugly. Yeah, he said he was ugly. Kyle Busch said, for some reason, my bleep is hot. Which is funny. Brad Keselowski, once again, does it again. He gets off pit road. This time, no crews do anything.
Yeah, so he actually got some advantage.
Yeah, he gets the lead. Elliott gets second. And then
Brad Keselowski.
This really nearly won the race for Brad. It got very close. I will say that. Let's see. I can't find. Did I write down? I actually did not write down that Chase Elliott won the fifth round, so I'm not sure when it starts.
Aggressive goes around.
Oh, here it is. I find it. Chase and Byron block each other all over the track and nearly kills them both, which is very interesting. And then here comes the beginning of the final stage, the final 10 laps. This is some of the best racing I've seen ever, maybe. Maybe make every race for $1 million, and then maybe every race is going to be this good. You want to break down the move from Ryan Blaney, and then I'll break down the moves from Larson?
Oh, I'm so sad about this. So, getting into turn one on the restart, Ryan Blaney puts Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson three wide.
And runs into a drain.
I feel like Ryan Blaney runs on a racetrack full of drains.
That's a great point. You know, all humans run the racetrack full of drains, if you think about it.
I don't know what that means. Connor and I are tired, man.
Okay. We're getting through this. We only have 9 minutes.
And he puts the nose out in front. Oh, God, that's what she said. Puts the nose...
What? Puts the nose out in front?
That doesn't even make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, he gets the nose out front, and I really, really thought this was a race-winning move for $1 million. And he felt he couldn't totally complete the pass. Falls back to, like, second, is racing, and then exiting two, I think he got – I don't know. I think he got moved by someone, to be totally honest with you, but I can't remember.
That's what she said.
That is what she said. He might have gotten moved. He might have hit a drain. I think he got moved.
I think he might have just lost the momentum.
I don't think he would have lost it by that. He was running right behind him. I don't know. I don't think that would have happened. I could be wrong.
It's so late that I'm laughing at nothing. Kyle Larson goes to the outside of Chase Elliott.
Oh, Ryan Blaney was like back to fifth at that point, and he never got back because it was too hard. So That's small.
Yeah.
His girlfriend's hot.
Yes, it's the best thing going for Brian Blaney right now, and the fact he won a race this year somehow.
Hey, at least he's got more wins than Kyle Larson this season.
That's not true.
In my heart, he's won all the races.
Crazy move by Larson. It goes to the outside of Chase Elliott and gets slightly beside him, and then Brad Keselowski takes the lead for like 2 seconds. Quentin Bowyer is so happy.
Oh, he almost cleared him.
Quentin Bowyer tries so hard to replicate the slide job call. Doesn't do it.
I thought it was close.
Does not do it, though. I mean, like, not even close. But Brad Keselowski gets him for a couple seconds. And then Larson does the stupidest thing where he uses the momentum that he gets from being on the high side plus the momentum he gets from side drafting Chase Elliott to then duck underneath Brad Keselowski and move past him and clear him in the next, like, 2 seconds all in one motion. It was pretty, dude. I don't know how I did it. I have written down here, stupid move by Larson, stupid good. Yeah, he stupid good move. He takes the lead.
Oh, his crew chief put out a very analytic tweet after the race.
Mm-hmm.
It said, Kyle Larson.
He's not wrong.
Kyle Larson.
Ryan Blaney's crew chief needs to put out a tweet called Drain.
Rude.
Larson takes the lead, and then we get a really intense battle between Larson and Brad, which it doesn't seem like it's over, but then it seems like it gets a little bit farther and farther apart at the end. And then Larson wins the race. He wins two of the last three All-Star races, and the past two that he's been in, he's won. That also makes three straight race wins for Kyle Larson. And also, since he has finished second, 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 first, first, and first. So, pretty good stuff. What is the average finish of 2-2-2-1-1-1?
1.3.
That's stupid. He's averaging 1.3.
Wait. Wait, so that's 9?
Is it not 1.5?
9 divided by 6. 1.5. Yeah, I'm just bad at math.
Yeah, it's 1.5. But still, that's kind of crazy. And that sixth race, he gets an average finish of 1.5. That's 2017 Mark Truex Jr. mile and a half numbers right there. Where, by the way, this is a dumb stat. Mark Truex Jr. in 2018, a mile and a half, had an average finish of 3.1.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I thought this was very entertaining and much better than the Bristol race, but also at the same time, I think we should move this race to Homestead and it'd be better.
Or Daytona.
No, why do you keep saying Daytona, dude?
Because that'd be so cool.
But, I mean, Talladega's the better track.
Hear me out. Well, I agree with that, but hear me out. Put it back in Charlotte.
No, Charlotte's bad.
I am more than okay with leaving it in Charlotte. I won't lie to you.
Charlotte's not a good track.
I
enjoyed Larson winning the Coke 600, but at the same time, it's 4.5 hours.
It was an amazing use of 4.5 hours of my time.
I can't disagree with that, but I've also done more of 4.5 hours of my life. Like, wait in line at Disney World. That's about all I've ever done with 4.5 hours of time.
No. Like, I've done more productive things. I just like what I did with those 4.5 hours.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us with the drunkest podcast we've ever done, besides the fact that neither of us are drunk. I really did enjoy this one, and
I don't drink.
I don't drink either. And finally, I get to say it. Last week, the week before that, or the podcast before that, I keep saying, every 2 weeks, the Slide Job Podcast, we actually did it. Woo. For the first time. And we're going to keep trying to do it. Nashville's next. Quick, put you on the spot. Who's winning?
Oh, Cowboys.
I'm going to go on a limb.
Probably because of Kyle Larson, though.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Kyle Larson. But no, I might change it.
He has to lose.
I reserve the right to change my answer. I'm kind of thinking Kevin Harvick might win, but you know what? No, no one knows.
I want to see the Grave Digger Sam win.
Yeah, I'm into it. Thank you everybody for listening. We will see you all next time. For Mike Yastrzemski, I am CTF Podcasting Network, and we will see you later.
The Grand Slam.